The government recently announced plans to abolish auxiliary fees for all public schools as part of efforts to boost overall access to primary and secondary education. Prime Minister Andrew Holness recently outlined the focus behind this decision in an interview with Ian Boyne. We bring you an excerpt of the interview.
The issue of auxiliary fees, Prime Minister, that's an area where there has been some controversy. There are those who say that as laudable as the government's policy of abolishing auxiliary fees is, it is not practicable. It will not result in better resources going to an already starved education sector. Is this a case where intention is good, but we really don't have the capacity to carry out that?
I think we should reflect carefully on this argument. So if the argument is we don't have the resources to give to an already starved education sector, and increasing the tuition fee per student is precisely giving more resources to a starved system, why object to it? The truth is that no school can claim 100% compliance with entry fees. None. What this will do is to increase technically government subsidy per student, the entry fee per student, to approximately $19,000 per student. Mm-hmm. This will increase the intake by all schools. The evidence that is there about compliance does not suggest that the removal of tuition fees will in any way adversely affect the cash flow of the schools. In any event, it cannot be argued that it is a public good to have each Jamaican child, regardless of economic status or social status, having access to secondary education. I don't think the principals can argue that secondary education should not be universal. And our position is that between your third birthday and your 18th birthday, you should be, must be, attached to an educational institution. Which means that if we are literally creating this now, almost not just an entitlement, but almost a right, except that it is not enshrined in our constitution, then to argue against that would be saying that some persons should only be able to access secondary education by virtue of their ability to pay.
But the issue, Prime Minister, is not so much the desirability of the right, but affordability. Can the government afford to do this? There are any number of desirable and ideal
but
things.
But again,
the government might not be able to do it. Can the government afford?
But again,
is it sustainable?
Again, I want people to reflect on their argument. So can the government afford to spend an additional $1 billion during an election to fix roads? Government is always faced with making choices. So it's not what the government can or cannot do. It is what the government chooses to do. And our government is choosing to spend more on education to remove any barriers to entry.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyd.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.